Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We're here with Josh and Jamie Woodall. We're broadcasting live at the Dragonfly Max Podcast Lounge in Las Vegas during NATA 2019. Today's episode is The Places You Will Go. You can join in the conversation at sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/places you will go. Jeremy had scheduled this interview and didn't really give me anything to prepare for this, but it was great that we were able to sit and talk just a little bit before the episode, before the podcast. And like the title, The Places You Will Go, you guys have some very unique stories.
And they are unique.
Yeah. And the best part about it is, as we started talking before the episode, before the podcast, all these are brought on by connections you've made through athletic training, and the community that we're around and we're a part of have provided you with some very unique travel and work opportunities and some really cool experiences for you and your family. So please share some of these places that you've been.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to, you know, make a little plug here, but you know, I think it's really important to get involved in your profession. And that's really where it all starts. You know, we've had some very unique opportunities, but the beginning of it has all been through connections we've made, not only in the profession, people we work with, but also you know, through volunteer service. And so you know, I would encourage anybody that you know, that is interested to really look into those opportunities and get involved, and the opportunities that come your way are just, you know, amazing.
So I guess before we get going into so many stories, what are you involved in?
My involvement really started by Josh being involved. He was part of the TSATA board of directors, and at one of their meetings, they said, "Hey, we need somebody that can help with PR and getting members involved." And Josh said, "Hey, I think that's something Jamie could probably do. She, you know, I always joke I could talk to a brick wall and have a pretty good conversation." So he got me involved with that on the state level. And so being involved at the with the public relations committee at the state level led to involvement in the district level, and then that led to the national level with public relations. And I just finished out my last term as NATA PR chair. And so that is how I've been involved, and then also being president of the Sam Houston State Athletic Training Alumni and Friends Association has also been something I've been involved with.
And, you know, a similar story. I got involved I started working with some local and regional athletic training associations. I've done some website work for the TSATA and for some local organizations, and that kind of parlayed into being elected to a board position for the Texas State Athletic Trainers Association, and then ultimately I just finished my term as president of the Southwest Athletic Trainers Association, so with several committee positions and such in between. So it's been very rewarding and a lot of fun.
So let's talk about some of these experiences. What's your most recent experience that you've had?
Well, one of our most recent experiences was going to the Super Bowl this past February. So that was a very unique opportunity that actually came Jamie's way. Gatorade asked for her to be a part of a summit, a healthcare summit there at the Super Bowl, and part of that was being able to go to the game. So that was a pretty neat experience.
Yeah. So that summit centered around bringing together athletic trainers, nutritionists, and strength coaches, and having a collaborative conversation about how the athletic healthcare can be improved in your institution. And we were then able to bring that back to our workplace. And where I work, I'm lucky enough to have a position that is a strength coach, and that coach takes that very seriously. It's not just a title for a stipend. He does a really great job. And he and I talk daily about injury trends or modifications that have to happen in the weight room for certain individuals, or whether that's because I feel like it needs to happen or if it's actually being a restriction from a physician. And so that summit was great for us to be a part of as far as our workplace, but then also getting to go to the Super Bowl and some of the other things involved with that as far as concerts and just further networking with people across the nation is just a great opportunity.
How long were you at the Super Bowl?
We, I think, left on a probably Thursday morning and came back on Monday night.
Nice long weekend.
It was a really nice weekend. So, and Atlanta is a great place and very hospitable.
Yeah. It was. I was in Atlanta the month before for the MLS Cup. That was at the same arena. And what an awesome arena that place is. Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Absolutely amazing.
There. I've never seen or I've never been in an arena that's like you can see everything and you actually have space to sit in the seats. Like,
yes.
It was amazing. It was just a really cool and comfortable place to watch a game and just to experience it.
Yes. So,
to even be there for the Super Bowl must have been amazing.
Well, and the concession prices are absolutely right too.
Yeah,
they aren't lying when they say that the prices are great there. I think we spent $10 on a couple of drinks and a pretzel.
Yeah, it's pretty inexpensive in their place, and not where I'm from. It's pretty expensive for some of the things that just simple stuff. So
it was a very nice trip. We really enjoyed that, and that was a great opportunity. And like Jamie said, the summit was amazing. The information, the take home from that was phenomenal.
What about Talladega? You mentioned Talladega earlier.
Talladega is if you're a NASCAR fan, I tell you what, there's no better track than Talladega. That's a lot of fun and a great experience. And that one is something that we've been very fortunate to be able to go to several times. And that's, once again, just a connection that we made. A former graduate student of mine that was in the Masters of Athletic Training program at Texas A&M and worked at my site as a clinical rotation. Her father was the chairman of the board for Talladega Super Speedway. So through that connection, we've had the opportunity to go and experience all there is to offer at Talladega, and it's.
Is there a lot to take in there?
Oh, I tell you what.
So much to take in.
I've been to Dallas and I've been to Talladega and I'd like to go to some other tracks, but Talladega, I can't imagine anything topping that. The experience is definitely unique.
So what capacity of being at Talladega, what were you involved in doing there? Were you just there as fans, as NASCAR people, or are you there as athletic trainers?
No, we were just there as fans, but they treat us right. And Grant Lynch is the chairman of the board, and he's a phenomenal person. He's done some great things and is actually still doing great things. They've got a big project going on right now where they're renovating. They've torn down and are rebuilding all the garages and everything there. It's going to be a super fan experience.
I've
seen the mock-ups of it when we were at the race this spring, and it's going to be a phenomenal place for fans to get an up-close personal experience with everything NASCAR related. So very, very neat deal. But we had the opportunity to go as fans, but we were able to get in and see the pits and the garages and experience the nightlife on Talladega Boulevard, which is second to none.
Oh, really? Even while we're here in Vegas, huh?
Oh, I would tell you that Talladega Boulevard may have Vegas beat.
Oh, okay.
But what happens on the boulevard stays on the boulevard. So,
I haven't heard that one yet, but I guess we can write that down. So what other experiences that you have that have been provided to you as being an athletic trainer, what have you been able to do with, like, your involvement, you said? What else have you been able to go out and experience and be at?
One of the unique things I had the opportunity to be a part of is, for a couple of years, the NATA hosted a sports medicine seminar and at the National Sportscasters Association Award Weekend. And so that's in the spring, and it's in North Carolina. And the NATA gave an Excellence in Sports Medicine Reporting Award. And so as the PR chair, not only did I get to attend that seminar, but I was able to present the award to that reporter that won that award. The Public Relations Committee judged those entries, decided on who the winner would be, and then I was able to travel and be a part of that. And just one of those again, just unique opportunities that I got to have and experience. Networking, meeting new people across the nation is just a great opportunity to not only just build my own experience, but then feel like I'm connecting to other people who might benefit from what I'm doing in my work. So that's probably the best part of it.
Yeah, that's always the best, most interesting part is when you are getting out and having these experiences, having these unique opportunities to use that as a platform to advocate for athletic trainers, who we are, what we do, educate people who don't know or just think that we're there to, you know, tape ankles or run onto the field or whatever it is that the layperson thinks of an athletic trainer. It gives us an opportunity to educate.
The really nice thing about the sports medicine seminar that was hosted with that award weekend is you've got some of the biggest reporters in the nation attending this weekend, and the seminar was always designed to hit on and educate the media on a hot topic. So it might be heat illness, it might be concussions, it might be using the term athletic trainer, you know, whatever it may be. And the media style book does have that athletic trainer should be said as athletic trainer. It's kind of their dictionary and of terms. And so a lot of them just didn't even know that. And so being able to educate the media on how we as athletic trainers want to be portrayed or getting the story right on how something should be treated, it was just a unique situation. It was great.
Yeah, I've had you know, the opportunity to attend a lot of different regional and state association meetings during my term as president of SWATA. And, you know, that was a great opportunity, you know, just being able to get out and meet new people and experience what goes on in their regions or in their state. I went to Arkansas several times for the Arkansas Athletic Trainers Association state meeting. And let me tell you, they put on one of the best CE meetings that I've ever been a part of. It's a phenomenal group organization. They do great things for athletic training in that state. You know, a lot of hardworking folks there, and then just the education that you get from that meeting was you know, just absolutely amazing. So
what sets them apart from others?
You know, I think Arkansas is a small state. There's not, you know, the meeting is very, it's a close-knit group of people, and it's very interactive. And I think that's a big part of it that sets it apart. The presentations, some of them are given by physicians and, you know, others that are other healthcare professionals, but there's athletic trainers that give a lot of those presentations as well. Top researchers, Brendan McDermott, he is always giving a presentation at that. And if you've ever, he spoke here at NATA and he spoke at the SWATA meeting before. If you ever have the opportunity to hear Brendan McDermott speak, I don't care what the topic is, you won't be disappointed. He is an amazing person, but his knowledge of his trade is amazing. And his ability to share that information is just phenomenal. So.
What's been your favorite experience throughout all of this?
Oh, goodness.
Mine's the Super Bowl.
Not going to lie, that was a pretty awesome experience. So I would have to second that one. Talladega is probably a close second, though.
Sounds like Talladega is your favorite. You keep mentioning it.
I do like Talladega.
So anybody that would like to get a hold of you, ask you questions, how can they get involved? How can they try to get experiences like this? How can they learn from you? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, email is probably the best. Texting, calling, that's all fine too. Not a problem. Email is Jamie, JAMIE.K, just a letter, .woodall@gmail.com. I don't care if my cell phone gets out there. It's 979-229-2247. The other thing is I'm usually on Twitter at Jamie K. Woodall, showing what I'm doing in my work at my workplace to increase awareness of what we do as athletic trainers with our athletes and just trying to give out ideas of how to change your approach, or just having the opportunity to highlight what we do as healthcare providers. And so that's how the different ways you can reach me.
And for me, email's great. Mine, pretty easy, just jwoodall02@gmail.com. And I'm happy to talk to anybody about volunteer service and how I got involved and how they can get involved in areas. Like I said, it's so rewarding on so many different levels, being involved. One other thing I'll tell you about that's just unique experience, and something that I would, you don't know who you're going to meet through these experiences and the networking you're going to be able to do, but never take for granted, the relationships that you build and the people that you meet and are able to work with. I have a great friend of mine that was an athletic trainer for the Buffalo Bills for many seasons. And through that connection, several years back, I had a high school student that was interested in working in becoming an athletic trainer and wanted to work in NFL. And so when the Bills came to Houston and played the Texans, I was able to get my young student on the sideline. He worked an NFL game, was there for all four quarters, and got to see everything from what goes on pregame in the locker room to sideline assessments to postgame. So it was a very eye-opening experience for him. He got to see what it was all about and make future decisions. So it's, the relationships you build, the networking that you do, it can be very rewarding for yourself, but it can also help you to help your students, help others through those connections.
So. It's all about building community, and I think the stronger our community is, the stronger our profession is going to be.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you very much. You guys have shared an amazing, fun amount of stories. I really look forward to hearing more stories. Hopefully next year we can hear some more. Thank you very much. For John, Josh, and Jamie Woodall, we're out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.